It's not just psychology that's come under criticism. Investigative journalist Bob Whitaker wanted to know why psychiatric patients are not statistically getting better, despite new drugs, new therapy, and modern medical practice. His series of newspaper stories for the Boston Globe put him on the shortlist for a Pulitzer Prize, and his book, Mad in America, Bad Science, Bad Medicine, and the Enduring Mistreatment of the Mentally Ill, calls into question psychiatry's principal authority to cure what ails the troubled mind. I spoke with Bob Whitaker at his home just prior to the release of the trade paperback edition of his book.
We tell ourselves stories about the merits of our treatments. And actually, the way I got into this was I was very much a believer in this story, that the drugs were getting ever better and we were learning ever more about the biological causes.
And it was time to empty the asylums.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is, so I believe that story, and then next thing you know, you do a little research and you find out, say, with schizophrenia patients, that their outcomes haven't improved since the introduction of the drugs. And in fact, that outcomes here in this country are worse than in the poor countries. And then all of a sudden, now you go back, and what you find in history is that whenever a new therapy was introduced, whether it be frontal lobotomy or insulin coma therapy, everyone said at that moment, the doctors, et cetera, how wonderful it was, how great it was, what a miracle therapy it was. It was changing the field. And so with lobotomy, which was introduced in the late 1930s, it was initially hailed as, this is frontal lobotomy, where basically they disconnected the frontal lobes. It was hailed as a miracle brain surgery. You could read in the Reader's Digest, et cetera, how people were who had been sick for years were getting up and suddenly were perfectly normal. And in 1949, the inventor of that surgery, a Portuguese neurologist by the name of Egas Moniz, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for having invented it. Now, today we think of lobotomy as a mutilating surgery. So the question is, how did you end up believing in it at that time? And why do we see it so differently today? And does that provide a cautious message for us today about our own belief system in terms of the merits of our drugs and what we know about mental illnesses today?
Bob Whitaker.